and reconvene as the College of Southern Nevada Foundation. Item one is public comment.
No public comment.
Thank you, Carrie. Item two is the annual report. And to deliver the annual report is Edgar Patino. Mr. Patino.
Hello, everybody. My name is Barbara Talisman, the Executive Director of the CSN Foundation. It's my great pleasure to introduce Edgar Patino, who is a member of the External Relations Leadership Team at NV Energy and our chair. And without his leadership and that of Dr. Zaragoza and our board, we would not have had as successful a year as we had. So, Edgar, if I could turn it over to you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Barbara. Good morning, Chair Dubrava and Regents. My name is Edgar Patino, Chairman of the Board for the CSN Foundation and proud CSN alum, I should mention. As Barbara mentioned, when not serving on our board, I work at NV Energy as a member of our company's external relations team. And along with some of my NV Energy colleagues in Northern Nevada, in particular, Jesse Murray, who was just on at PMCC, I'm very happy we were able to serve our NSHE institutions, our communities, and our students across the state. We're on slide one, and I'd like to begin by thanking you for your time today and say that the CSN Foundation is truly grateful to our donors and to our CSN students who make us proud every single day, and it's our honor to share with you today the story of our philanthropy over the past year. Next slide, if you could. On this slide, I wanted to provide you with a quick visual on our philanthropic commitments over the last couple of years. As you can see, we've had over 500% growth in our philanthropic giving year over year, acknowledging, of course, that much of the increase was due to the CSN and NSC Health Sciences $6 million campaign. We also raised an additional $2.6 million from corporate, individual, and foundation donors. This was due to a great deal of proactive outreach in our community and also responding to donor interest. In addition to the capital campaign, the foundation did launch its first online community campaign in March 2020 in response to the increased need for financial support for CSN students during COVID. The campaign provided direct support for the CSN Student Emergency Fund. And I think it's important to note that the CSN staff responded generously and our community partners were great and also stepped up to offer challenge matches, which resulted in more than $180,000 in funds raised. And just last week, we were excited to launch our very first Giving Tuesday campaign to support the Student Emergency Fund and the Angel Holiday Fund for the children of CSN students. I'm happy to report that through our Giving Tuesday campaign, just in the last 3 weeks, we've actually raised more than $140,000. We are looking forward to 2020 and 2021's fiscal year with our overall fundraising goal for the instructional year being $4 million. And finally, closer to home at the foundation, we've been busy building out some important infrastructure that will support our fundraising activities going forward. We have been proactively engaging with our donors and raising our profile internally and externally, as well as leveraging our board relationships to open many doors across the community. We also recently were able to move from Razor's Edge to Salesforce to track all of our gifts and engagement. And the aim and goal has been to engage in donor-centric outreach and engagement. We could please stay on this slide. So what does all of this mean in terms of result and meaningful impact? As I mentioned earlier, this past year, we completed the $3 million challenge match from the Engelstadt Foundation to meet the $6 million total match. And we are so pleased that CSN and NSC will be opening the Betty Engelstadt School of Health Sciences in Henderson in the fall of 2021. At the CSN Foundation, we are so pleased to tell a story of alignment. We fully support Dr. Zaragoza and CSN's priorities, which then align with NSHE metrics. And as you can see, we've had some great outcomes and generous philanthropic support for early college programs that are truly creating some pathways to higher education. And on this slide, I'd finally like to highlight our successful community campaign for the CSN Student Emergency Fund. Our goal will be to continue to raise additional support for this important program going forward. Next slide, if I could. Here I'd like to share with you the community commitment to fulfill a debt-free education for our students. We have worked with CSN Foundation donors, endowment and community scholarship programs like the Public Education Fund, Project 150, AAUW, and many others. The outcomes have been great for our students. And with regards to scholarships, in a move to maximize the impact, the foundation has adjusted the amount of our scholarships. In the past, we would have distributed $500 annual scholarships, $250 each semester. And we've learned from our students that while the scholarships are very much appreciated, they don't go very far to lower their debt or pay for tuition, fees, and books. So the minimum scholarship for us has now been raised to $2,500, $1,250 for each semester. Next slide, if I could. Earlier, I had mentioned the CSN early college programs. These important CSN programs have received philanthropic support for scholarships as well as for CCSD teacher stipends to earn credentials so that they are able to teach college-level classes in their high schools. And as you can see on Dr. Zaragoza's quote, these programs and related scholarships for our CSN high school students provide them with the opportunity to graduate from high school with a CSN associate's degree. And importantly, this can be done debt-free. Next slide, please. And with that, I will end where I began with an abundance of gratitude to our donors on behalf of the CSN Foundation Board of Directors, the staff, and our CSN community. And on a personal note, I really do need to acknowledge Dr. Zaragoza, as well as our executive director, Barbara Talisman. They have been so supportive of everything that our board does, and none of this could have been done without their passion, their energy, and their leadership, truly. So with that, Chairman and Regent, I do appreciate your time and attention, and this concludes the CSN Foundation report. Thank you so much.
Chairman Pitino, thank you, and we have gratitude for the CSN Foundation. Yesterday, President Zaragoza gave us the CSN metrics report, and we've seen some improvements, and a lot of that credit goes to him and his team and the faculty and counselors, but it also goes to the foundation for the support that you're giving to the school. So thank you for that. I have a motion to approve the report from Regent Carvalho and a second from Regent Perkins. Any comments or questions? Seeing none, all in favor of the report, please say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. We're going to item three, officers that are listed before us. Item four, consent items. I have a motion to approve the consent items by Regent McMichael and a second by Regent Hayes. Seeing no questions or comments, all in favor of the consent items, please say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Item five, new business. Seeing no new business, we would move to item six, public comment.
No public comment.
Thank you, Carrie. That concludes our meeting, and we would adjourn. Thank you again, sir, for your report.